You're watching the WebCert and Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell, and here are today's top stories. Netflix has more videos available in Antarctica than in Hong Kong. Research has revealed that ad blocking is on the rise globally, and the three biggest e-commerce sites in India are all losing money. Netflix users in Hong Kong are disappointed by the low number of videos available to them, with even Antarctica having more video content to choose from. Netflix Hong Kong has just 587 videos compared to Netflix Antarctica, which has 815. Other less technologically advanced countries that have more Netflix content than Hong Kong include Iraq, Afghanistan, and Zimbabwe, all of which have localized versions of Netflix with over 600 videos. Netflix embarked on a massive international expansion plan earlier this month, launching in 130 new countries, including Hong Kong. It's not clear why Hong Kong has fared so poorly in the rollout, although a Netflix spokesperson has acknowledged the current situation and pledged to double the number of videos available in the country by the end of the year. The news comes as the video giant said it would be blocking proxy and VPN access to videos in an attempt to stop users from accessing videos not available in their home countries. Research by Global Web Index has revealed that ad blocking is on the rise globally. Ad blocking software stops adverts from appearing on web browsers. Users install them for a variety of reasons, for example, because they find adverts annoying or because they're worried about their data being collected. The study asked internet users from across the world if they used ad blocking software and found that the number of people using ad blockers had gone up from 28 to 38% in just the last 3 months of 2015, a huge increase. This seems to have been driven by an increase in the number of people blocking ads on their smartphones. Ad blocking on smartphones is particularly prevalent amongst male mobile users and those aged 16 to 34, with both of these demographics showing mobile ad blocking rates of over 40%. The three biggest e-commerce sites in India are all losing money. Amazon, Flipkart, and Snapdeal are all slashing prices to attract customers, something that they hope will bring them big profits in the long term, despite it causing them financial losses in the short term. The Indian e-commerce market is growing rapidly at the moment, as noted by Siddharth Mukni, business advisor at the UK India Business Council, in a recent interview with WebCert TV.
Particularly the shopping, online shopping is a big thing in India.
Yeah.
In fact, the 41% shopping in India happens online.
The Indian e-commerce market is currently worth $11 billion, and this is rising fast, with online sales expected to reach $220 billion by 2025, according to estimates by Merrill Lynch. Video will become a key online marketing medium in Vietnam this year, according to research by Comscore. The study points to the huge popularity of online video in the country. There are more video viewers in Vietnam than any other Southeast Asian country. Furthermore, 91% of Vietnamese video viewers share videos with their families and friends, and 90% make purchasing decisions after watching a commercial video. Businesses are expected to start tapping into the hugely popular medium this year, as they are recognizing it as one of the easiest ways to reach Vietnam's internet population of 39 million people. And finally, Facebook has announced that it will be building a new data center in Ireland. It'll be the company's second data center in Europe, with a data center having existed in Sweden since 2013. The announcement of the new data center in Ireland shows that the social media giant is serious about expanding its product offerings. Facebook is the most popular social network in the world, with around 1.5 billion users all over the globe. And that's all from me today. Thank you for watching, and be sure to check out our Catch-Up TV service to access our full database of in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals, news, how-to videos, and more. See you next time.